We've talked in recent weeks on this show about how climate change is creating anxiety in a growing number of people. And while research is still lacking, some mental health professionals are recommending that people who feel climate anxiety try to take action. Sometimes even people who've centered their lives on climate action and social justice can wind up depressed and anxious.
My name is Seth Bush. I live in Swissville, Pennsylvania, and I'm a coach for social change leaders.
Seth Bush is a partner in the Radical Support Collective. They meet with individuals and groups to help people envision and start working to create the future they want. Here's a bit from one of Bush's online workshops.
In the chat, put your name, where you call home, and just one delicious detail of your vision for the future.
Some want green spaces available to everyone. Others want a society where more people help each other.
I believe that people really in their hearts want to do something to make the world a better place. And the truth is, when we actually look at that, that can be a little bit overwhelming. Where do I start? What do I do? What's my part in all of this? Can I really even make a difference? And so I love working with those people who have seen in their heart that they want to be contributing to their community and might be naturally bumping up against that threshold, so to speak, between their vision for making a difference and actually doing it.
Bush says climate work is an urgent need, but being in a constant state of urgency and being overwhelmed gets in the way. He takes changing that mindset seriously. When I first contacted Bush to talk in August, I got an automatic reply. It said, "I'm taking a rest month during August and will not be replying to your email." He says that's part of their overall philosophy.
I want to live in a world where, you know, we're not rushing all the time from thing to thing to thing to thing. I want to live in a world where our society is even structured such that we're not in crisis mode all the time, where we're not urgently running around exhausting ourselves. And so our team got together a couple years ago and said, let's actually practice this. We don't exactly know how it's going to turn out, but we're going to commit to taking a whole month off every year. And we actually structure our whole year to prepare to be able to take a whole month off. We really believe that for social change leaders to actually make a difference, we have to first have the capacity to vision the world we want, and second, learn how to live our lives right now as if we're already living in that world that we want. So if I want a world where everybody's well rested, I need to practice rest right now. So that's why we take a month off.
Bush has a message for people who have anxiety about the state of the climate, the environment, and humanity.
There's nothing wrong with you if you're experiencing pain for the world right now.
That pain, he says, is a very human response.
That pain that we start to experience, the worry about the future, the worry about the suffering that we're seeing, about ecosystem collapse, about what the world is going to be like for our children, it just shows that we have really big hearts and that it's actually the most human experience we can possibly have. What if we had the skills to look at this eco-anxiety in the face and say, there's nothing wrong here, and let's work together to move through it. And then, you know, you don't have to wallow in it, though. It's like you don't have to stay in it forever. Moving through it means metabolizing it. It means transmuting it, transforming it, that pain, into some new possibilities that you might not have even been able to see before.
Bush sees this need in his clients, people who are trying to lead organizations and people into a clean, supportive, and equitable vision for the future. But when he looks at the future of Pittsburgh, the new Shell petrochemical plant being built in Beaver County, the pollution from the U.S. steel plant in Clairton, and other industrial developments, even he sometimes worries.
It's not a far stretch to like go down that particular pathway of despair. For if we keep going the way we're going with business as usual, what is Pittsburgh going to look like? I definitely hear that from activists and organizers, the people who do have a vision for what Pittsburgh could look like. I mean, there are also side by side some really beautiful visions for what Pittsburgh could look like. There's some really smart people in Pittsburgh and in Western Pennsylvania who have been thinking a lot about what is possible for this region and what could be possible for this region.
In his work as a coach at the Radical Support Collective, Bush asks his clients to envision the future they want, to face the hard truths about the way things are now, and then ask them to think of one small thing they can do to move toward the world they hope to create. Because he says over time, each small step creates a whole new pathway.